And so, Chrissy, it is with much sadness I have to say we are retiring Frankie B.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Okay, let's say he had a 12-inch cock, too. Let's say well, that he had all those things. Either. Well, I mean, you just, I don't know, don't you women have like some cock dar or something?
No.
You're not looking at the way they walk. You're not looking at the way guys walk. I had a girl tell me once, I can tell you got a large cock the way you walk. And I'm like, no, I just got something stuck in my ass.
Huh,
we were right about this.
That's right.
Yeah, we were right about this.
Yeah, he had went through a bad divorce.
He's not even over his divorce yet. And he's out there making these stupid fucking videos. I might as well take advice from my four-year-old son.
Guess what? I'm going to show you, ex-wife. Yeah. I'm going to go make a whole YouTube channel.
I'm the world's foremost expert on nonsensical dating advice.
How they use the kids, when they don't want to do things with you, but when they want to
I thought he was
going to
say when they don't even have kids.
Let me give you number
that,
five.
That is
sign
a
number
party
five.
Girl.
Yes, that's right. When she uses someone else's children as excuse not to go out with you. Well, I got to change my neighbor's diapers.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kassikins, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Oatley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. Go to tcbpodcast.com to collect your earnings. We're back on the train again.
Yes, we
the
are.
The hamster wheel never stops. Here we are. Does anybody give a fuck that Kim K and Pete broke up?
I mean, that's old news. I don't know.
What do you mean it's old news? I just found out about it a couple days ago.
What?
Yeah.
It's been like a month.
It's been a month since they've been broken up?
Yeah, I
see,
feel like
let me repeat the question. Does anybody give a fuck that Kim K and Pete broke up?
No.
I never suspected that was going to last.
You think?
You take one of the world's most iconically beautiful women right now, not my cup of tea, but for a lot of people, I suppose. Kim K is the.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, might be man-made, but she's beautiful.
Totally man-made. Manufactured. Plastic fantastic. I mean, just like all the things. It's not for me, right? That's way too much done up for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's high maintenance. That is the definition of high maintenance is Kim K.
And I can imagine it would be hard to be in a relationship with her and have all the selfies and all of the
oh my
constant,
God.
Because that's really how she stays relevant.
Of course. Yeah, and every couple of weeks you got to go to get a tune-up on your butt implants and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. Nip, tuck, you know, squeeze bees. She's probably got a whole studio in her house, a whole spa in her house dedicated to Botox.
Absolutely.
You know, and injecting her with all kind of pills and potions and powders.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. And listen, God bless her. She makes her money. She's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
She is a woman. That is a family of strong, smart, intelligent business women who have made their way billions and billions of dollars.
Yes.
A plus. I'm all about it. I only can hope that my daughter can carve her way in this world just like they have. But all that plastic fantastic shit for me personally, like attractive wise, is not for me.
It's not for everyone.
But let's just assume
just like
that
the commercial break.
It's not for everyone. Let's just assume that Pete, let's just assume Kim K is the most beautiful woman in the world. And then there's Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete. I don't know how much more I could say about Pete. There's Pete.
I mean, apparently Pete. He's really funny and possibly has something working.
He's got a huge dick is what you're trying to say. He's got a huge dick.
I mean,
he's
possibly.
Got a John Hamm-like cock.
I haven't heard much about that. But
oh, I have.
Apparently, I mean, funny is a very attractive thing.
It sure
as
is.
You well know, you get swarmed.
Yes. Well, you know.
By women.
You can make
the
women laugh while you're plugging
men,
them with your 12-foot-inch cock. Okay.
Yes.
Let me ask the question I think I'm trying to get to.
Okay, get to it.
Would you date a horribly unattractive man, right? Just imagine a really unattractive man.
Okay.
Unkempt, unclean. I'm not saying this is what Pete is, right? Pete's, you know, cleans up nicely. I'm saying like an unkempt, unclean, hairy, rather large, smelly man. If he really tickled your personality feathers. Sometimes even I think I'm funny.
my feathers were tickled. I don't know how we would get to that point if he's as horrible looking as you're talking about. Like, smelly and unkempt.
Smelly, unkempt, but okay. He is like the world's most shining personality. He's charming. He's funny.
But I think that's what it might be hard to get to the point to get to know about their personality if they smell.
Okay,
that.
Let's say he had a 12-inch cock, too. Let's say that he had all those things.
Either?
Well, I mean, you just, I don't know. Don't you women have like some cock dar or something?
No.
You're not looking at the way they walk. You're not looking at the way guys walk. I had a girl tell me once, I can tell you got a large cock the way you walk. And I'm like, no, I just got something stuck in my ass.
I just had a wedgie.
So you don't think you. I don't know. You guys go out. You have a couple drinks and think, you know, you're just like, what a charming, smart, funny.
I think there has to be some kind of physical attraction there.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Oh, okay. That's not what I'd hoped you say, but okay.
What do you think I would say?
I don't know which I think you'd say. I was wondering if.
Personality is a huge part of things. Yes. Women, they have to be stimulated in their mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the attraction does come, but it would be tough to get to that part if they smelled bad. I couldn't get close to talk to them. Like, bad breath.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Bad breath.
No.
Body odor.
It could immediately kind of be a turnoff, and I don't think I would talk to them
a
long
stinky
enough
binky.
To get to know their personality.
Interesting.
That's me.
I was watching a television show, a comedy show, and the comedy show was, here's the premise real quick, right? So it's like the show's called Mr. D, and it's a comedian actor who used to be a teacher. He's now a comedian, and he does this whole show called Mr. D.
Okay.
I find it to be really funny, even so, mostly juvenile. It's really funny to me at night. Well, you know, part of my repertoire of fantastic shows that I watch right before I go to bed.
Right. All things.
So he's a teacher, and then there's the principal, and he walks into the principal's office, and there's a picture of the principal's daughter from like 10 years ago. And the girl's smoking hot.
Right.
Right? Smoking hot. And this guy, Mr. D, falls in love with this picture of this girl. And she happens to be coming in town. And he asks the principal, you know, he says, hey, let me take your daughter out to show her a good time.
Yes.
Absolutely not. I really frown upon teachers dating my daughter, right? It's just not just one of those things. I don't want my employees dating my daughter.
That makes sense.
And he says, please, please, please. And she finally relents and he says, well, listen, don't make a mess of this. Don't cause drama, but fine. Right? So the girl comes in town the next day, and she is not what was pictured, not as advertised,
mm-hmm.
right? Just imagine, not as advertised, not attractive.
Yeah.
But, and then Mr. D is like, oh, you know, I don't want to, I'm sorry, I can't go out, but she forces him to go out and have some drinks, and when she goes out to have drinks with him, they have everything in common. Everything they have in common, they laugh, they drink the same thing, they love the same sports teams, they like to do the same things, everything about it. And it brought up a question in my mind, like the Pete and Kim. That's what made me even think of Pete and
But I bet
Kim.
Pete smells good. I'm sticking with the smell part. I
hope so. He's like a Yves Saint Laurent. Like,
the smell. I think you and I both are smell. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know, you want somebody.
I can
smell,
things
good.
A mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want people to smell good too. I don't think I've ever been faced with this particular situation. I've been faced with similar situations.
I've had a bad breath situation on a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard,
but then at least bad breath you can say, hey, let's get some
here's a mint.
Let's get some dentine in you.
Here's a mint.
Yeah, here's a mint. Or, you know, let's put some fluoride in that bitch and, you know, get you cleaned up.
Have you seen my dentist?
have you ever flossed?
They're really good dentists. They're located
have you thought about
right,
brushing your teeth?
Right down the street.
But I've been in situations where I certainly did not find the person attractive. Not that they were smelly with bad breath, but I didn't find them attractive.
Yeah.
But over a period of time.
Of course.
And then sometimes after a few drinks, I was like, well, I could do worse. They're like, they have really shining personalities.
Yeah.
And that I can remember specifically being in one situation where I just thought to myself, like, if the worst that I could do is someone that wasn't the world's most attractive person to me, but they really stroked my personality feathers.
Yes.
Then that there could be worse.
Yeah.
Like there could be worse. So.
True, and they could.
So
be
I had sex with her a couple times,
yeah,
and
say,
didn't
they
work
could
out.
Be the best lover in the world too. Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. What happens then? What if Mr. Big, Smelly, Hairy, you know, large and in charge guy who has a fantastic personality? Let's say you make the leap somehow, some way.
Okay.
You make the leap into bed, and they are the world's best lover.
Yeah. Then.
Then it's a done deal.
It's, yeah.
So there's
I'm
hope
in.
Out there, guys.
And I'm in.
So there's hope out there. I was asking this for caller Pete. Pete called in and asked if what Holdy said. By the way, I have to let you know that one of our listeners said that for if we would do a special episode once a month in the nude, that they would pay $20.99 to see us. So
okay.
Look for that. Look for that brand new streaming channel from TCB coming out. Speaking of stupid ideas by the commercial break, I figure I'm just going to get right into it. Speaking of stupid ideas that the commercial break has come up with, that have come and gone in the ethos of the commercial break.
There's quite a few.
But there was one that will, again, have not lasted long. And let me explain. Let me get right to it so I can rip the Band-Aid off now. About June 12th, I think it was. So we're not even 4 months in. But June 12th was the last time that we heard from our good friend Frankie B. And I said at that point, I said, this is the last Frankie B video we're going to do. He's not putting out videos anymore that I know of. Like, you know, the last video he put out was back in January. He's not putting out videos. We have to move on. He has to move on. Everybody has to move on from this toxic relationship.
We've got to
spread our wings and fly away from Frankie B.
And we did
for 4 months.
We did get a lot of listener feedback there.
Yeah, we did. A lot of people were like, come on, bring back Frankie.
Yeah, come on.
And I held firm, mainly because it was nothing new to
He hadn't come out with anything new.
I held firm, though.
But now.
I could have gone deeper into the catalog, but I decided to hold on. But now, Frankie's back.
He's reappeared.
Frankie's back. Back again. Frankie's back.
Brian's friend.
Frankie's back. Frankie's back. Frankie's back. Frankie popped out of nowhere the other day on my YouTube page with a brand new video. And here's what I think happened before we get into this. When we first found Frankie, Frankie had a lot of content that was geared toward the person out there dating, the single man that was out there on the prowl, and he was going to teach you how to get it done.
Over 70, right?
Over 50, over 60. What he would say was over 50, over 60. But really, you know, I
thought the age kept going down the more that he kept putting out the videos.
You mean the age of the women?
No.
Because that was certainly
both,
true.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't quite remember. But mainly his channel. For those of you that don't know, Frankie B is a guy who gives life advice. He's an expert in fitness, fashion, fun,
food,
tools, cars, running,
everything.
Walking, jogging,
anything.
Anything he decides to opine about, he becomes this expert. And he'll do these videos where he tells you nothing, but he spends 14 minutes getting there.
That's right.
So Frankie has become our favorite foil on the commercial break, by far the person we have talked most about on this stupid podcast. And we've done so many videos on Frankie. And for a long time, it was about the content related to dating because he was single and on the prowl. But then all of the sudden, late summer of last year, all of that content went away. It actually came off the channel. He removed all of the dating videos. And then he was just doing
travel.
He did some chef videos where he's cooking some shit. He was doing
tuna
workout.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah, deviled eggs. He was tuning up his car.
He was reviewing potted plants down in Puerto Rico.
He was telling you how to put barbed wire in your face and make your eye lines look better.
Yes, that's right, because he's got that med spa.
Mm-hmm. So all of that content went away. And then Chrissy and I kind of put two and two together. Some woman, while she didn't talk on the videos, showed up on a few of the travel videos as his travel partner.
She did. Yeah. And we were like, whoa.
Whoa.
She was beautiful.
She was smoking hot.
Yeah, very beautiful. And she, at the same time, would like put her hand up over the camera. Like,
she didn't want anything to do with his stupid channel. So I think what happened was she came into his life and said, get rid of that fucking obnoxious content.
It's got to be.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
And he said, of course, because he's dating some young, beautiful woman.
Anything for you.
Smartly, Frankie, I'll give you that. Smartly,
exactly.
Right? Because some of that shit was rather stupid. I mean, it was just stupid. But then and then there's this big lapse of time when he does nothing for like almost 7-8 months now. However, he's back.
Oh,
and the title of his video is, Guys, Dating a Party Girl? Get Your Wallet Out.
Classic Frankie.
So Brian did the math in his head, and here's what I figured out happened. Frankie was dating this girl for a period of time, the girl that we saw in the videos, who was holding her hands up, trying not to get a full body shot of her. And she dumped him. And when she dumped him, he's decided to put together a few revenge videos to let her know.
Well, that's how the that whole thing started. We thought back when we started reviewing this 3 years
oh, no
ago
doubt.
That he, the way that he was talking about dating in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, 100s,
in your hundreds,
that, in your, it had to have been from personal experience.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
we assume that he was divorced.
Yes,
because of some of the ways he was talking, he had just gone through a nasty divorce,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, just the way that he was talking about women in general yeah. let you know that he was angry with the female species altogether. Like anything they did was suspicious.
Anything any woman was doing.
If
was,
she takes her phone to the bathroom, she's yeah. cheating on you. Yeah. If she doesn't call you right away, that she doesn't love you. Yeah. You know, this whole nine yards.
How to sneak up on women at bars.
Look at my body. You want Taco Bell for dinner? So here we are, full circle, right? This is too good to pass up. I know I said we were going to give it a break. We did give it a break.
We did.
But now he's back, and I feel like we need to be on top of this, or the video could go away, and then we will have nothing to talk about again. Now, I want you to know a few things. I think in the beginning of this video, Frankie, I know this is kind of like self-absorbed to think this, but I believe it. I think Frankie is nodding to the commercial break at the beginning of his video.
Okay. I want to
because
see this.
We kept talking about the last two videos, how no new content was coming out and how no new dating content had come out. Frankie addresses this head on. Not that the commercial break said this, but he addresses the fact that he's been gone and that he got rid of the dating content within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
I believe that Frankie is I believe, selfishly and self-absorbedly, egotistically, I believe that the commercial break is helping his channel. That's what I think. And I know this for a fact because I see people comment, and y'all are just being stupid. Y'all don't ruin the game for us, guys. If you leave a comment, pretend like you like his shit. Don't then take yes. our exact words and put them on his comment section.
Yes, we need your help
on this.
We need
your help on this. On the down low, guys. On the down low. We want to keep Frankie in our ethos for a long, long time to come. With the crescendo hopefully being Frankie, like, I don't know, he's like a
somehow coming.
He's
on
a
the
third
show.
Host of the commercial
yes.
break at some point.
Yes,
that's like my dream. We could just sit here and have fun with him to his face.
Yeah.
Okay, so without further ado, I was trolling on the internet
as you do,
as I love to do, Chrissy. And one of my favorite things, whenever I get on that damn internet, one of my favorite things to happen is a little notification up at the top right hand corner that says "new video from a channel you're subscribed to." This one is Frankie B. Look at him. He's back. Look at him.
Oh,
rare
yes.
form. Looks like he's got some new ink on his arms.
Yeah.
You guys know where to go to watch this. You're going to have to check this one out. I can't wait to see what Morgan does with this video. But here we go. Frankie.
What is going on, everybody? And welcome to my video. Yes, I'm back. I'm back in the saddle again. It's been a long time since I put out some content. I've been very busy with different business ventures.
I bet.
I've been trying to sell salon suites to unsuspecting victims. I haven't been having much luck with that. Turns out no one wants a salon suite. I've been putting barbed wire in people's faces. I've been getting dumped. I got dumped, guys.
Yeah, and let's not forget, let's also remind our listeners that Frankie has told us that he came up with He invented the concept of
the salon suite.
Yes.
Which is basically
where you would rent a chair.
Yeah, you like, build a salon and like, then you rent out the chairs,
yes.
which is
He said he came up with it.
That's fucking Barber Cuts or whatever that place, Super Cuts. That's Super Cuts. And every other salon in the world does the same thing.
Ventures, a lot of things going on in my life, but guess what? I'm here. And I'm here to give you the absolute best dating advice you can get. And how can I guarantee that I'm going to give you the absolute best dating advice?
Let's hear this.
Because you're already off the rails. How can I guarantee? I don't know. Like, send in a self-addressed postcard to 777 Salon Suiway. I mean, how are you going to guarantee this, Frankie?
Because I'm not a guy that's on the computer researching stuff and say, oh, okay, I'm an expert now. Now I'm going to get on the camera and talk about it. I'm a guy.
I feel like he's directly talking to me. I feel like he's directly talking
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, no, he's got real world experience.
Yeah, he's
got
real world
experience. He's not just looking
things up. I've got 7 STDs. Check me out.
Who is actually actively dating. So I'm going to give you the day in and day out things that are going to happen to you and things that you can expect when you're dating, when you're in your 50s and 60s. Let's face it. You know, most
you're right. It's getting lower. It was like 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then it went down to like 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yeah. And now it's just 50s and 60s. Yeah, he's trying to beat back Father Time.
Yeah.
What do you mean the real world day-to-day? Like, when you're dating, what exactly happened?
He was searching for the words too. He was like, the things.
You're going to wake up, cock on your mouth. You're going to go to sleep, cock on your mouth. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about, Frankie?
Guys in the 50s and 60s, you know, you think you got this dating thing down, but you don't. How long has it been since you dated? Besides cheating, all right, how
what?
Long?
Besides cheating? Is that dating?
Well, take away the cheating. Yeah. Never, Frankie.
God.
Take away the cheating. You think you got this dating thing down, but I am the real expert. I've been dating day in, day out for years, and I'm here to guarantee you success.
Has it been since you actually dated and you actually know what to do? When you're on a dating site, do you know what is the proper lines to meet that woman? Or are you the guy?
Do you know, Frankie? I'm so curious. He's going to tell us none of this, by the way.
Yeah,
so don't get your hopes up out there in podcast universe land, because he's going to tell us none of this.
I just say, oh, yeah, you're so hot. Yeah, I'd like to meet you. That ain't working. That's going to get you nowhere. So
I mean, that ain't working. Let me give you an example line. Look at my body. What is it?
I'm so
maybe
curious.
You don't know what it takes, but I'm here to set you straight. So if you're interested in finding out the key tips on how to be successful in dating in your 50s and 60s, let's roll with it, man.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There he peels out.
There he pulls out this. Fitness, fashion, fun, and lifestyle. There he is.
Working out.
Wow, Frankie.
Working out, playing golf. Oh,
there's his girl.
I wonder if she knows he's still using her footage.
Well, I guess once you agree to it once, it's going to be on there forever. It's like this damn commercial break. It's never going off the internet, to my wife's dismay.
Oh,
parasailing.
He just added
that's a new
that
one.
In. Yeah.
My name is Frank Bernardo, and I welcome you to my channel. I built this channel 3 years ago for guys in their 50s and 60s.
I literally took a hammer and some screws and built this YouTube channel. Look at it. Isn't it wonderful?
He's like
idiot.
With the Olin Mills, you know, in the background.
Yeah.
The background.
I just like, you just think about walking into Frankie's condo. It's probably an overwhelming smell of Old Spice and Yves Saint Laurent. And
tuna fish and deviled eggs.
Tuna fish, deviled eggs. Everything is in its proper place. Floors are sparkling clean.
Yeah.
Frankie walks out with his black tea. I mean, it's just a girl's dream come true.
It really is.
These who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. And if at any time during this video you love the content, do me a favor. Give the video a thumbs up.
If at any time during the video you feel like you're going to be sick, please reach down in between your seats for the barf bag.
He stopped saying smash. Smash
oh,
that
yeah,
like
smash
button.
That like
he
button.
He just said give it a thumbs
good.
Up.
Good for you, Frankie.
Yeah,
that's going to definitely help my channel grow. And do me a favor. Subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming content
Ooh.
For guys.
Oh, he's throwing down the gauntlet. He's saying, TCB, I see you out there.
That's a teaser if there ever was one.
I know. I wonder how long that's going to last, though. Like a lot of these Frankie B videos, he just doesn't follow through.
50s.
Well, to be fair, like a lot of a lot of our own videos, he doesn't follow through.
True.
60s. All right, so let's jump in to the dating scene. So, all right, you're a gentleman in your 50s and 60s. So you get thrusted into this dating scene. And let's face
thrusted.
It.
Thrusted.
I believe it's 40% of all guys, girls, they get divorced. So if you're a younger guy in your 30s, 40s, or early 50s, and you're watching this video, be on your game.
30s, 40s, now he's moved it back to 30s, 40s.
Chrissy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no purpose to any of this. It's literally a circular conversation for his own edification. And now the 3,600 followers that are out there, trying to garner just the littlest bit, the gleam of hope from Frankie B. The problem is he never gets to the fucking point on anything ever.
Because if you get thrusted into the dating scene later in life, in your
who is thrusting anybody into the dating scene? Get out there! I could see us like
out of a rocket, yeah. Like an
Frankie
Eva
and
Knievel.
I, yeah, see Frankie and I like walking into a bar, and he just like throws me into a bar seat next to a woman. Now date her. hi, I'm Brian. I know. I think we're supposed to be on a blind date. Who are you? Oh, I'm your blind date. I'm not on a blind date. You are now. I got thrusted into this.
Out of shape. You don't look good. Your hygiene is horrible. Your fashion is terrible. Where are you going? You're going
to host the commercial break. That's I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Be behind the eight ball. And it's going to take you.
Behind the eight ball.
He might know
about
that.
Yeah, he might know about that.
Mm-hmm. Months and months and months to find someone. So be on your game at all times.
Always be ripped.
Always be ready for a vagina to fall out of the sky. What are you going to say? Always be on your game. What is that platitude? Always be on your game. What am I, literally walking around ready to have sex at any moment?
He is.
Oh, yeah. He's taking Y Brian 3000.
Yes, he is.
If you are a man in your 50s and 60s, what are we looking for? Come on. Let's call a spade a spade.
We're looking for some hot 20-year-old pussy. That's what we're looking for. Let's be honest.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Let's call a high school graduate a high school graduate, shall we? Let's call a sophomore in college a sophomore in college, all right? I'm dating my best friend's sister.
Daughter,
sorry. I'm dating my daughter's best friend, better yet.
Looking for that younger woman, right? All right, let's define a younger woman. If I'm a man, 60 years old, what's a younger woman? I would say 50. If you think,
oh, come on, Frankie, don't be full of shit. That's not what you're saying.
You said call a spade a spade.
You said call a spade a spade. Let's be honest. The woman that you were with in Mexico is not 50. She's not. You're certainly 60, and she's not 50.
Yeah, no.
She was 30. Tops, she was 30.
Yes.
You're going to get younger than that. Without a boatload of cash, you're probably not. Let's be realistic. A 50-year-old.
Without a boatload of cash.
Who are you
you're
dating?
Not getting anyone.
Prostitutes? I mean, like, without a boatload of cash? I was broke as a joke when I met Astrid. She's still hanging out with me. Of course, I wasn't 50 and she wasn't 20, so there you go.
So again, if you think that you're going to get the 50-year-old, you better be the exception to the rule. You better look good. You better look good at 60 than any guy in his 50s looks. So if you're not on your game, get on it now because you never know what happens. And
what in the fuck are you saying?
I don't know.
It's talking jibber jabber. Yeah, okay. Let's be honest, guys. If you want to get that girl in her 20s, you better have a boatload of cash. And if you want to get your girl in your 50s, on it. Better. Game. Now. Go. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Turtles, turquoise, fashion, fitness, labor. Understated. All right? Okay. Now on to my next point. Suitcases. All right, guys, if you don't have your suitcases ready to go at any time, computer, screen, action, go now. All right, you guys ready? Everyone good?
What is that 50-year-old woman seeking that you're looking for?
Probably someone that's still breathing.
I mean, a nice gentleman.
Is that what you're looking for in your 50s?
I would think. At any age.
She's seeking a younger man. They're no
different. Younger? Well, yeah. Sure, why not?
I don't know if that's like the norm, though.
I think it's more normal for a guy to date a younger woman.
Yes.
But I do believe that it also is in fashion for girls to date younger men.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But what is he talking about, though? Like,
Chrissy,
so
I don't
confusing.
Know what he's talking about. There's no point to these videos. How anybody gets anything out of these videos, I have no idea.
Because he's saying if you're in your 60s, and you don't have a buttload of cash, go to the 50s.
Go to the 50s.
Woman.
But if you're going to go to the 50s.
The woman who's in her 50s is looking for a younger man.
Is looking for a younger man. So no one's getting fucked.
Maybe she's got a boatload of cash.
No one's getting laid. It's no like that one. Game where you got to pull back, you know, you peel back one and then you peel back another to find
like
the matching thing.
Yeah,
you just like, you're trying to find the matching half all the time. And the other thing is he says, if you're in your 60s, you're looking for someone in her 50s.
Okay.
If you're looking for someone in their 20s, then you better have a boatload of cash. But if you're in your 50s, it's likely you're not going to get the 50-year-old because you better be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
What does be on your game mean? You
got
to follow through with some points there. Like, give us some kind of information.
Maybe he will.
Women are
he won't.
Different. When they're divorced and they get on the dating scene, they
get thrust.
When they're getting thrusted from behind.
In the dating scene.
The younger guy. The same thing applies for the woman. If she's not on her game, she's not getting the younger guy. But if she is on her game, guess what? She will get the younger guy. So everything is relevant.
Up is down, down is up.
What the fuck? He's like, as if he just...
Everything's relevant.
Yeah, as he just...
I think he means everything's relative.
As if he just solved Einstein's equation. Everything is relevant. Everything is relative, first of all. You're right about that. Second of all, I don't get it. No. I still don't get the equation.
Everything's relevant, though.
In your 50s, looking for someone in their 20s, unless you're on your game, you're going to get someone in your 50s. But you're not getting someone in your 50s unless you're really on your game. She's looking for someone younger. And
if
then,
she's on her
if
game.
If she's on her game. But if she's not, then she's going to get someone in her 60s.
So you basically, so by his logic, let me think about it. So if a man's in his 60s. He's looking for a 50-year-old.
Yes.
He needs to choose a woman who's not on her game.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, just so we're clear on
it.
Now we have the ground rules there. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to connect with Chrissy and I. You can find out more information about the two of us, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video all from one location. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is the place to be if you want daily clips and full episodes 2 days after they release on your favorite audio platform. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Give us a text message. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the show. Leave us content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all at 661-237-8296. Please do us a favor and leave us a comment and a review on your favorite podcast player. It's the only way the show grows, and we appreciate all those people who have done so lately. We're going to take a moment to tell you about our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
There's definitely a lot of dating traps out there. And from my experience in dating, I've been dating now for
100 years.
It's like he's at a job interview. So, how long have you been a hairdresser? Oh, I've been dating now for like 50 years. Didn't ask about your dating. I've been dating for 50 years.
There's cheers.
How many years did you say? Been with, let's see.
Dating now for 6 years.
Six?
Oh, he was probably married before that. Yeah.
Huh.
And we were right
about
this.
That's right.
Yeah, we were right about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he had went through a bad divorce.
He's not even over his divorce yet, and he's out there making these stupid fucking videos. I might as well take advice from my four-year-old son.
Guess what? I'm going to show you, ex-wife. Yeah. I'm going to go make a whole YouTube channel.
I'm the world's foremost expert on nonsensical dating advice. Oh, he's stuck.
With several different women, and what I've been able to accumulate.
Several. What I've been able to accumulate.
Accumulate knowledge, and that's why he's still dating.
What I've been able to accumulate is a lot of credit card debt. Can everybody talk about that boatload of cash earlier? I owe MX about $90. $90,000.
Is a pattern. A pattern between women that I meet. All right.
I've been able to accumulate a pattern of women that I meet.
Absolutely no sense.
What the good fuck is going on here? It's gone off the rails. He desperately needs help. We need to help him, Holy. I feel like now's the time to reach out and be like, Frankie, we just don't want to see you do these nonsensical videos anymore. You might have something to say, but you're not saying it.
No.
I've been able to accumulate a pattern of women that I meet. I've been able to articulate some things about tomorrow's weather, and I'd like to accumulate those things later on in the day. Yeah. Well, thanks, Frankie. Yeah, no problem. Glad I could help. Oh, whoa. Why did Frankie slow down like that? Hold on one second.
Slow-mo.
Oh. Hold on. I don't know what happened here. All of a sudden, everything went in slow motion. Why is that?
He heard that we were talking about him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are the signs that they could be using you? They could be a party girl? You don't know, right? They could...
They could be using you, or they could be a party they could girl. Be Those using are the you? Patterns that he's picked up.
Ah, they could be using you? They could or be the a party girl? Girl? They could be a man.
And those are the things he's picked up.
Oh, my God. He's been heartbroken so many times. Poor guy.
How do you know? So, in today's video.
Well, if a girl busts out a bunch of coke, then party girl.
How do you know a girl's going to use you? Is it before or after she asks for the Amex in her name? Yeah. In my experience, I've been able to accumulate.
It's a pattern.
After about $100,000 in charges on your American Express in the first month, she's likely to be using you. How do you know she's a party girl? If you walk in and there's a dick on either end of her with some cocaine in the middle, she's a party girl. Yep. All right, now guys, that doesn't mean automatic breakup. It just means, you know, tread lightly. Tread lightly. Remember, you're using her photos on Instagram to get back at your ex-wife. So there is a trade-off here.
That you're dating a party girl, and what are the signs, what you need to look out for?
You're talking about, like, this is like an episode of Intervention.
I know. And see, I thought, at once again, at the very beginning, he said, I'm going to give you guaranteed dating advice.
But this now, is not advice. This is the seven warning signs you're dating a party girl. Yeah. I can tell you right now if you're dating a party girl. If you're dating a party girl.
Partying.
Yeah, if she's out at the club doing coke 24 hours a day, ecstasy instead of drinking water, it's likely you're dating a party girl. If she can't say her ABCs without sing-songing, you're dating a party girl. If she likes... I'm not going to say the last one, but it was funny to me.
Okay.
When dating a party girl... So the first sign that you...
Do you feel like this was supposed to be two videos and he just put them together?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so.
Definitely know you're dating a party girl. If she is always on her phone, taking all of her selfies, you know, constantly, and then right away, texting it, you know, to all of her friends.
Oh, poor Frankie. He's so hurt.
He just went a little manic.
He went a little sideways. By the way, What are you doing, Frankie? You're making a video every 15 fucking seconds. You're in Mexico. You're making a video. You're literally showing the hotel room in 3D panorama. Like, no one needs to see that shit. No one gives a shit.
No.
What does she do if she realizes she's... What do you do if you realize you're dating a Frankie B?
We need to do a video on
that. Oh, my God. Oh, finally had the time. So many possibilities.
When she's with you, and they say, oh, come here, babe. Come here, babe. Come on. Come on, honey pie. Come on, baby. Give me a picture. She takes one picture of you, and then guess what? The rest? Yeah.
Oh, my God. This just turned into a character study and someone who just got dumped.
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain what's going on.
His last girlfriend.
Yeah, that's his last girlfriend. If you're dating someone that's under the age of 30 or 40, it's likely that you're going to have someone who likes to take pictures and post them on Instagram. It's the entire world, Frankie. It has nothing to do with... A party girl is not a girl who posts pictures on Instagram.
No.
Some of the shyest people I know have the biggest Instagram followings because it's a way that we derive self-worth. It's a sickness, I agree. But the truth is, Frankie, there's nothing strange about that. It doesn't make her a party girl. Mm-mm. Yeah, and the fact that she doesn't want to put you in her pictures, you're 50, yeah. She's 30. Like, come on, man.
Come here, honey pie.
Come here, honey pie.
Now get away.
They want to look at my body. No, I'm sorry. My 20-year-old club friends don't want to look at Frankie B's saggy nipples. I'm sorry about that. Second of all, I just want to get to this real quick. Second of all.
Okay.
The second of all is, Frankie, if you date, Go look at Astrid's Instagram and tell me how many photographs of me are up there. This is just the way the world is these days, man. You can't get all upset about this. This doesn't mean anything about party girls. This is the way the world is. Let's see if there's any other reasonable indicators of a party girl.
They're all her. Why is she doing that? She has no interest in you, all right? She has more interest in showing everybody what's going on in her life every second of the day. Those are a party girl's insecurity. They all...
I mean, I have no words.
This is coming from the guy who literally said, look at my body, one time in a video.
Yes, he did.
This is coming from the guy who spends his entire life doing videos on how to make yourself look better, younger, faster, stronger, more attractive.
Yes.
And he's talking about the insecurities of a girl who's taking pictures. That's high tea, my friend, high tea. The truth is, you're the one with the insecurities, and you can't get over the fact that your 30-year-old girlfriend just dumped you.
Yeah.
Always got to be showing themselves to the public and not paying attention to you. So you got this party girl that's always taking selfies.
Okay, everybody has to tune in to our
YouTube channel.
He made the funniest faces. Like,
he's like pretending to hold up a phone and he's like making these faces. And that's not a party girl. That's just a girl.
Yeah.
My second tip that you are dating a party girl.
Okay, this is not a tip. This is an indication. A tip is when you give somebody advice. Just pointing that out.
Is if that woman cannot do anything with you without her friends being included. All right? This is something you really...
This is something I've gotten. This is something I've accumulated. This is a thing. I want you guys to pay close attention to this.
I mean, this is Frankie's patterns.
If she doesn't want to be around you without security, she's a party girl. If the only way that you can see your girlfriend is when she's at the bar with other people and she didn't tell you to come to the bar, but you just found out she was at the bar and then you showed up to the bar and then she asked you to leave, but you went to the other side of the bar just to hang out and watch her friends and her hang out, that's a party girl. Your girlfriend's a party girl. If your girlfriend doesn't give you a key to the house, but you find a way to get in the house and then you find that there are other men that are having sex with her at the time, that's a party girl. That's a party girl. That's your girlfriend's a party girl. If your girlfriend leaves the bar in her own car without saying goodbye multiple times in a row and you don't yet know her name, that's a party girl. You got a party girl. If you're blocked from your girlfriend's phone for harassment, you got a party girl. Party girl.
Yep.
Alert.
Need to pay attention. She may want you to take her out for dinner. All right, we have a dinner. But she always has things planned without your knowledge. That's a party girl.
What?
Because
has things planned without your knowledge. She wants you to take her out to dinner, but then has things planned afterward. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, Chrissy, this is it.
She's like, thanks for dinner.
Let me paint you the picture right now.
Yes.
Frankie has this stupid fucking YouTube channel. And one day he was Tindering or whatever, and he Tindered on some 24-year-old sexy Latina or whatever, right? They matched. They started talking. He said, I'm a YouTube star. I own my own salon. Yes. I invented salons, right?
Yes.
And she says, oh, this is a guy with money. And so they started communicating, and here's what happened. Mm-hmm. They started hanging out, and she put him immediately into the friend zone.
Yes.
Right? A friend zone, but a friend who will pay for dinner.
Exactly.
A friend who will take you out to the club. A friend who might take you on vacation to Mexico. That kind of friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying ulterior motives on behalf of the girl, but I'm saying ulterior motives on behalf of the girl. Okay?
Party girl.
Yeah. Now, that's a party girl. What he's referring to as a party girl is someone that was never interested in you in the first place.
Exactly.
If you guys go out to dinner and she has plans to go out with her friends afterwards and she didn't tell you that, that means you are not her girlfriend, her boyfriend.
No.
In any stretch of the imagination. Frankie, you are butthurt.
She appreciated dinner.
She appreciated dinner.
And now she's got to go on to the rest of her night.
Yeah,
now,
but can she borrow $20?
And that Amex.
Yeah. Could she take your Amex? Did she take your Amex? Oh, and her friends might need a hotel room later. Can you call upstairs and get a hotel room? Appreciate it. I don't know why my thing's being funny today. Oh. It's because Frankie
it's
broke my computer.
Frankie is he's infiltrated.
What in the world?
Party girl.
Party girl.
What is that woman gonna do once she gets to that venue? She's gonna be with her friends. She doesn't want to be with you. She's using you for a dinner, using you for a ride, using you to take her home so she can have a good time. That's...
God, poor Frankie. Happened. I mean, this has happened, and it's a pattern.
You got to be a concrete brick, thick as a concrete brick, not to read through all of this and what's going on right now.
It doesn't mean party either.
It doesn't mean party. It means she was never interested in you. She was never your girlfriend
she
in the first place.
She was trying, but...
Frankie, if you take some girl out to dinner, then she's going out with her friends, then you randomly show up at the club, and then she says, hey, don't drink. I need a ride home later on tonight. But I'll be over here with my friends. You are an old man that she's not interested in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He became the sad guy at the bar real quick, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He always has been.
This is why if Astrid ever divorces me, just shoot me like a horse. Just take me out to pasture.
You can hang out with Jeff and I.
Yeah. Just remind me to watch a few. Oh, thanks. Be the third wheel in your and Jeff's relationship. That'll make me feel better.
What party girls do, they don't care about you. They structure their life around their friends. But you're
That's not true, actually. They like to date.
Yeah.
Just not you.
Yeah. Look at that Kim K. She's always out there dating people. Like that Pete Holmes dude. What is his name? Pete Holmes?
Pete Davidson. Holmes.
Pete Holmes is like a porn star. Yeah.
Something like that.
In her there. So open your eyes to that sign. Another good sign that you're dating a party girl is I want you to look at her demeanor when she's with you. Could be during the day, could be early evening. Look at her.
What are you observing? An animal in the wild?
Early day.
Between 5 and 7 p.m., I want you to look at her demeanor. If she's starting to grow fangs and claws, she's a werewolf.
I know.
If between 5 and 7 p.m., she breaks out cocaine, she's a party girl.
Her demeanor. If she's down in the dumps, doesn't want to give you attention, you know, got the frump going on, doesn't want to have a lot
the
of...
The frump?
What the frump?
What's the frump? She's not dressed up in her mini skirt and see-through halter top for you, Frankie?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So chauvinistic.
Conversation. You know, there's a reason why. Because she's not happy in that situation. But if you take her out at night, we take her to a bar, you take her to a concert, it could be a venue in a park district, whatever.
A venue in a park district? What in the great googly moogly are you talking about? I know you want to go to the club, but I'm taking you to a venue in the park district. There's no one there. You're going to shrivel up like a flower and die.
Oh, wow.
Poor Frankie.
Yeah.
This. Now she's happy. She's bubbly. She's dancing. She's showing off. She's out
she's
there.
She's human.
Her
there's a
mu-
there's music playing.
Her, yeah.
Her moxie changes.
Wow. Her moxie changes when she gets to a concert. Whose moxie doesn't change when they get to a concert?
She wasn't frumping around.
No. She wasn't dragging her legs across the floor. I hate you, Frankie.
He's like, between 5 and 7, yeah, we were frumpy, but now.
I could just see some of his young girlfriend at home wearing sunglasses and a hat down, yeah, with a brim down.
Like a
watching
trucker,
like,
hat.
Yeah, watching like Maury Povich.
Sweatpants.
And Frank would come in and he'd be like, hey, look at my body. And she'd be like, not interested. Can you take me to the club later to meet my friends? Sure, hon. Wow, this girl's awesome. She's so hot. I'm going to tell all my friends. Let me make a video. Is that all right? Don't put me in your stupid videos. I'm not your girlfriend. Can I film your body from like the neck down?
Yeah, that's what he did.
That's what he did. He filmed some 20-year-old skinny mini walking down the beach, super smoking hot. Yep.
Why? Because she's in her atmosphere. Party girls are never going to be satisfied with doing nothing. They're not going
to
be happy sitting.
What do you have to be like all on all the time? I mean, Jeff saw me frumpy earlier today. I'm not a girl.
My only condition is frump. Yeah. That's the only thing that I do. Frump.
I mean,
yeah. Frankie, you're not ready for a 25-year-old girl. I mean, no.
I think in general.
Yeah.
Any age.
Well, listen,
any age.
He's past retirement age. He's like ready to hang out. And he just said, sit on the back patio and, you know, smoke a cigar and have some music. If that's what you want, then don't date a 25-year-old club girl.
Right.
Just don't do that. It's not a smart idea.
Happy. They're only happy when they're out and they're dancing and they're showing themselves off. You know, that's a party girl. This is
what kind of dancing is that? By
he
the
did
way,
like, come on, ride that train,
ride
it. It's like a lasso.
He's doing like a Russian cosmonaut dance. If they're out at the club doing the Russian two-step, taking photographs and ignoring you, it's likely you're dating a party girl.
It's what they want, all right? They get it going. They get people dancing with them, all right? If she's doing that to you, gentlemen, walk your ass away. This one I love. And
wow, he is so hurt.
He really is.
So transparent.
Yeah.
I can't wait till part 2.
I got the biggest kick out of this one.
See, he's telling you that this is what happened to him. I got the biggest kick out of this one.
Yeah.
Any of them. All right. Party girls. So if you're going to date a party girl, especially one in their early 50s, 50, 51,
52. Oh, my God. She was not in her 50s.
No.
This woman was not in her 50s. No. She did not have a wrinkle on her body. This girl was in her 20s or her 30, or 30, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We saw the video. The tale of the tape.
Yeah.
3, 4, whatever have you. All right. They're going to have kids. They're all going to have baggage. So if you want to date that younger woman, if you're a guy in your 60s, you better be prepared to be introduced to her kids.
And have them punch you in the face. Stay away from my mom.
You're a fucking creep. Mom says you keep following her around to the club, offering to drive her home. By the way, can we use your Amex also? Back to school. I got to get some new threads. Sure, no problem. At least you're not a party girl.
kids are going to interfere in everything you do. Everything is going to revolve around those kids.
As it should.
I was about to say.
Oh, my God, Frankie. You're so self-absorbed, dude.
But you can't get away from them. They need to be fed, clothed,
and watered. They have to. You have to clean up their messes. You have to pick up their shit when they go on the floor. You can't leave them alone for 3 days. They're crawling around, eating the roach bait, shitting on themselves. swinging from the chandeliers.
Everything's going to revolve around.
Unbelievable.
Them.
You leave them alone for 1 week, and all of a sudden they're emaciated, quote unquote. What do the doctors know?
Party girl. When she wants to go out and party, none of that's going to matter. All the hiccups of things that, no, I got to do this with the
kids.
Well,
how about
no,
she just scheduled a babysitter and wants to go let loose for a night?
Dude, chill out, man. Dude. Let me give you some advice, dude. You're an asshole. Of course you can't leave the kids alone. They've got to eat, be picked up from school, wipe their asses.
But all of a sudden, when it's time to go out.
Once a babysitter shows up, it's time to have some fun. Yeah, right. Get over yourself, party girl. Who's more important, the well-being of your toddler or me, Frankie B? I'm in my 50s or 60s dating a 20-year-old or a 50-year-old.
With the kids. And yeah, we can have dinner, but I got to get the kids. If she says that, all right, but when she makes reservations to go out to a bar, a concert, another venue where there's a band playing, they always don't care.
What about a concert or another venue where a band is playing?
That's also called a concert. What about when they make plans to go to a concert or a concert? What about when they make plans to go to a play or another facility where someone is putting on a pretend act in front of you on a stage? Huh? What about that?
He has just gone. Dad, look at his face.
Yeah. Oh, what about when they go to a football game in Europe and then they want to go to a soccer game here in the United States? What about that? Then what do you do? Look at his face.
He's
so angry. Yeah.
Secondary. You know why? Because she's ready to party. And that excuse means nothing. So I want you to pay
attention. That actually makes sense that a woman who is in her 50s, which we still don't believe that, but
no,
apparently this is first-hand experience. A woman in her 50s who has children and then makes reservations, she all of a sudden is ready to party.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yes.
Yes, because you made reservations to party.
Yes,
that's
you
what
did.
You intended to do the entire time. That's why you made reservations. Like, I want to make a reservation. Get a table at the club so we can go clubbing.
Yeah, go party.
Frankie, you're just angry that she dumped you. She was never into you in the first place. This is clear as day. And you know another reason why I know this lady is not in her 50s? You do not have to take care of teenage children like this. Only toddlers. Only children under the age of 15 do you have to take care of like this.
Yeah.
And so my assumption is that this is a 30-year-old woman who has some, you know, 10, I don't know, who knows? I don't want to make believe, but, you know, 10-year-old, 11-year-old children.
How they use the kids, when they don't want to do things with you, but when they want to
I thought he was
going to
say when they don't even have kids.
Let me give you number
that,
five.
That is
sign
the
number
party
five.
Girl.
Yes, that's right. When she uses someone else's children as excuse not to go out with you. Well, I got to change my neighbor's diapers. Oh, sorry. Thanks for dinner. Got to go. Got to pick the kids up from school.
My neighbor's kids.
It's 11:30 at night. Yeah, I know. My neighbor left them there. She does that all the time. I'll talk to you later. I'll be at the club. Can you pick me up for a ride home?
The kids, that's not an issue because I want to do this and you're going to take me there. So my final tip, Dad.
You're going to take me there. I'm going to get shit-faced and you're going to drive. Frankie
kids
B's.
Kids are fine.
Yeah, Frankie B's taxi service for all those girls he thought he was dating.
Right, all these young girls were like, "There's this guy, Frankie.
There's this guy. He'll give you his Amex. He'll take you out to dinner.
Yeah, just call this number.
And then when you're done with dinner, you just have him drop you off at the club and then pick you back up later. He gets a little upset, but whatever. He doesn't have my real phone number.
It's a Google Voice.
Yeah, it's Google Voice. Just forward it. Hey, it's Katie. I'm partying. Call me later.
You're probably dating a party girl in. Party girls definitely are very insecure. That's why they're a party girl, all right? They have a lot of insecurity.
Unlike Frankie.
Unlike Frankie here, who is just a
totally
picture of
secure.
Yeah, security and self-confidence. Yes.
Dating a woman who has a picture of herself on the screensaver, all right, if her picture's on her screensaver, it's telling you right now that woman is very, very insecure.
Oh, my God, Frankie.
What?
My mom has a picture of herself on her cell phone. Like, well, this.
Maybe so you can recognize it, you know? Like, if.
It just doesn't matter. He's just so stupid.
And
it's
what about,
like, the most ridiculous thing.
I wonder
thing
if
I've
he's
heard.
Talking about a picture of just herself or her and her kid.
What does it matter? Herself, her kid, herself and her
you
kid.
You got yourself.
Yeah. You got a picture of your, I don't know, your asshole on. I mean, who cares?
I know, who does
cares?
Care?
And I think that's one of the biggest signs that you're in trouble. When she has thousands of pictures.
First of all, does he have an iPhone 3?
He's got a small iPhone.
That's an iPhone 3.
Yeah.
She could put there, but she wants to look.
No, what you're mad about is she didn't put a picture of you on her.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
At herself? All day, 100 times
Jesus,
a day.
I'm
wow,
party girls.
Upset.
He's so fucking
he's
angry
upset.
At this
his
woman.
His vein is popping.
Yeah,
out
I know.
Of his
he's
head.
Red. Yeah. He's not. He's not. He's blinded by his rage right now.
They're insecure. Guys, in closing, I just want to say,
in closing, you gave us a whole lot of dating advice we can use, Frankie. Thanks. I gotta hear this.
That you know, your girlfriend is just. A party girl. I just want you to know something right now. It's not going to change. They're not going to change. Party girls at any age, they're very immature.
At any age.
To have a normal relationship. So if you want a normal relationship and you think you're dating a party girl, and if you just look at the signs that I just gave you. And if your girl is doing that, you don't have to leave right away. Just keep your eye on her.
You don't have to leave right away. Give it 6 to 9 years. See how it turns out. That's what I did.
He just said earlier, walk away.
He said, walk right away.
Yeah,
is
now,
what he said.
Leave
now,
her at that concert venue.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to leave right away.
You know what he's saying. He's saying if the pussy is good, you don't have to leave
right
away.
Just keep going with it for a little while.
If she's really hot,
to be sure.
And she makes you look better, then don't worry about keeping her around. Yeah. He is a real man.
Watch. Keep looking. All right? See if you could change
become
that.
A party man.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you 100% you won't. Because a party girl, they only care about themselves. They're never going to care about you. But what they care about is that you're the...
Wait, a party girl is only going to care about themselves. Listen to this sentence. Only going to care about themselves. They're never going to care about you. But what they care about, it's like you just told us what they cared about. Did you get that? Did you pick up on that? I just want to make sure everyone's following me here. Ready?
Care about you. But what they care about
is someone
that
else.
You're their meal ticket. You're going to take them to dinner. You're going to take them to concerts. You're going to take them on vacation. And when they go on vacation, if they're all bubbly and out into the bars and restaurants, and that's the only place they're happy because they're a party girl. That's going to
conclude today's lesson, where we learned nothing.
This video. I thank you all for watching and taking time out of your busy schedule. My name is Frank Bernardo. I'm going to ask you again.
I just got to give some piece of advice to anybody who's thinking about watching any future Frankie B videos. If you're taking time out of your schedule to watch these videos,
just let us do it.
There's something wrong with you.
Let us do it for
you. To be fair to Frankie, I have dated women before, younger women, who were total party girls. Like, total party girls.
Yes.
It didn't last 2 weeks. Because I realized it's not about whether or not she wants to party and I don't, or we want to party together or whatever. It's about we are at two different places in our life.
Sure.
That's what you look out for.
Chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah. But Frankie, don't get so angry and make these videos, dude. It's just like you can see right through you, bro. Literally like a transparent piece of glass. Like that woman, I can just see a movie playing behind you. It's you and that woman, the five phases of your relationship. She never liked you in the first place, Frankie. She was always using you for your credit card. She was way too young for you. You should have left long ago. Or just been friends. Friends. Hey,
exactly.
How about we split the bill? You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
You want to go to the club? Cool. I'm not in tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Then there's no expectation and no pressure. That's all I got to say. Well, Chrissy.
Well.
What can I say? Hey, I want to say thanks to our good friend, Brett, Kara, Charlene, Will the Champ, our always fantastic friend, Marianne, who just, they've been sending in content ideas. They've been writing us and talking to us. There's lots of others, too. I'm sorry I don't say all of your names, but these are just a couple I've hooked up with and, you know, had some good conversations with. And I've gotten all of the pictures that we need to do the pet psychic. So the pet psychic coming up in the next week or two. So stay tuned. I promise I've got the world's foremost pet psychic showing up to tell you what your pets think about you. It's going to be exciting stuff. I'm so excited. And, you know, if you get a chance, go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you'll find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio right there from one location. But while we're talking about video, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, we are releasing a full episode a day for the next 2 weeks to catch up on the old ones. And they are fucking hilarious. You got to go watch them. It's nothing like the audio version. It's totally different. Morgan does such a great job.
She does.
She's like a third host, honestly, on the video version. She's really good at what she does. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. 661-237-8296. 661. The word best, the number 2. Y-O-Y-O. Text us. Leave us a voicemail. If you text us, I promise I will return the text message. Eventually, I'll get to it. You know, I can't. What am I, just waiting around? No.
No.
Hey. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you. Sorry to cut you off.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Bye.